Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about outsourcing what you don't like doing. And we're not only going to talk about business, we're going to even cover some of the personal stuff, because guess what I did this week? I hired a maid because I hate cleaning. And this is kind of how this topic came to be.
Yeah, David was telling me that, and I was saying, yeah, no, I get it. I want to do the same thing. Outsource what you don't like doing. And he's like, there's the topic. And so it just totally fit, because it totally applies to business too. You know, we talk about outsourcing, we talk about hiring contractors, team members, growing your team and scaling and all of that. And so typically you start with the things that you either don't like doing or you're not good at doing. And then, you know, you kind of go from there. David, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but David was talking to me about hiring someone to do some of the marketing stuff, which I know David's passionate about, but he's at the point in his business where it's not just not what he doesn't like doing, but also what he has time for.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're a kick-ass online marketer of digital products, ping me. Maybe we can do some business and stuff. I've never thought about using our podcast as a resource to find good quality people. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a Facebook thread in one of the groups that I am a part of. Obviously, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that for 3.5 years, my wife and I were digital nomads. And I'm very passionate and very involved in the RV community. There is a thriving full-time RV community out there, and I absolutely love it. And one of the communities is the RV Entrepreneur community that my good friend Heath Padgett and his wife Alyssa started a few years ago. And he has a podcast that's awesome. Go check it out, the RV Entrepreneur. Hey, man, if you're a business owner and an entrepreneur, check it out. But there was a post in the RV Entrepreneur Summit 2019 group, because I'll be attending that in a couple of weeks. And one person was commenting about how they were young and they made this decision to take their lives on the road. They could do it with their work and stuff, but they were having an issue with financing an RV, because banks, you know, see this as not a necessity like a home. They see it as a, what's the word I'm looking for, Tim? It's a fun thing. It's not a necessity. And I, there's a term for it. My brain's just blank, but they wanted to know a luxury item. Thank you very much. My brain was dead. So, so they needed to increase their revenue quickly, you know, and I never got to respond to this thread, but I really wanted to, because I wanted to tell them, because they were a WordPress web developer and they had all of these things that they were doing and they were a solopreneur. And I know what that was like 5 years ago when I started. You know, it was, you know, I did the SEO, I did the site build, I did the design, and she had all of these lists of things that she could do. And it was obvious to me immediately how she could grow her revenue quickly so that they could pay cash for an RV. And it was outsourcing some of this stuff. And it may even not be what you like doing, but definitely outsource the stuff that you don't like doing. But if she did what I learned quickly by accident, because I, you know, wanted to just try somebody out because I was going on vacation and I wanted to see how it would work out. When I hired the first person, and I could double my work immediately, that meant I could take on more work, you know. So it was like, you know, outsourcing some. I know this topic is about outsourcing what you don't like doing, but outsource, period, you know. But definitely outsource the stuff you don't like doing. So,
yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. And for me, my my story with outsourcing was it started, I think it was about 2013, and it was, I was outsourcing what I couldn't do. So it was development stuff that, like, it was beyond my skill set. So I was outsourcing what I couldn't do. And then I think it can naturally progress to outsource what you don't like doing. And I think that's really important, because the things that you don't like doing are the things that you, there's a good chance you're not going to do that well. You're not going to, you know, you're not passionate about it. You're not going to be able to, you know, really get excited about it and excel at it. And it's also, for me at least, the things I don't like doing are the things I procrastinate doing. And so then, you know, that can end up hurting your business too. For example, I don't like having to do, in my product business, I have an affiliate program, and affiliates send me traffic and they get commission. Well, it's a lot of work to go in and verify that, you know, all the affiliate sales are legit and do all the payments and stuff like that. And so I'm at the point where I want to outsource that, because it's to the point where I'm not paying affiliates on time like I used to, because I just have so much going on. And yeah, it's just something that I need to outsource. But I want to talk too a little bit about the personal side of things, because David mentioned in the beginning, it's not just business, but also personal. And I think it all kind of ties back to business, because if you're an entrepreneur, you're a either a solopreneur or you have a team and partners and so forth, your time is extremely valuable. And so if there's things on the personal side of things that take up your time, it's going to do one of two things. It's either going to take away time from your work, or it's going to take away time from your relaxing and enjoyment time and stuff like that, which is also very crucial. And it's going to come back to the business side of things too. If you're not happy and well rested and all of that, it's going to affect your business. So for me, what that looks like is when I move, I'm going to be moving to a new house soon. Right away, I'm going to have a landscaper take care of the lawn and all of that, because at my current house, I was trying to do it myself. Again, I didn't like doing it. I procrastinated. The lawn got out of control. Get HOA fines, and it's just an ugly situation. So I think outsource what you don't like doing can be really applied to business and personal as well.
Yeah, and we started this out with I hired a maid. And yeah, that's because I hate cleaning. You know, I'm good at it. Yeah, you know, but I absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I turned it over to my teenage son, you know, and he's terrible at it. I hate it. He sucks at it. So, you know, to me, it's, you might as well not even do it if you're not going to do it right. And so I hired a maid, and you know what? I'm outsourcing that. So, yeah. All right. Well, Smart. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. You're going to have this one. This one's a pretty good one, too. Tim and Mai's screw ups for this year so far. So if you want to know what we've royally botched so far in 2019, as the first quarter slowly comes to a close, come take a listen to episode 478 tomorrow. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.